The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is Health and Wealth Radio, AM 1470, WWNN Pompano Beach, and WKIS HD3, Boca Raton, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Standing Room Only presents Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent, Kathy Rollins. Listen here for the tops in entertainment talk. Get the lowdown on people in the biz, entertainment locally, film, music, and TV in production, and advice for newcomers. How to get started. To take your part and be a star, call toll-free 1-888-565-1470. And now, let's take our mark, get ready, and action! Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins.
Well, good evening. Hello, everyone. It's Kathy Rollins with Radio Showtime, and welcome to our show. We have a wonderful show lined up for you. I'm just getting over a cold, so, you know, I think I'm certainly a lot better than I was last week. We've had a very busy week and a busy week coming up soon. Today's guests, we have Connor's Corner coming up, and we have our special guests are going to be Larry Roberts, who is a wonderful, versatile musician, although his favorite is country Western, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that part of it, but he plays just about everything. And then we're going to talk to a wonderful, another versatile and talented gentleman by the name of Doug LaRue. And Doug is co-founder, CEO, and president of WKLG in Key West. And he's a writer, producer, director, and we're going to chat with him later on and find out what's going on in his neck of the woods, so to speak. So I do want to mention a couple of events coming up. We've mentioned it before, but now we've added on another date on Sunday, October 13th at 1 o'clock at Nick's Italian Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. Everybody knows Nick's. We're going to have the Carlucci Cohen Comedy Wedding at 1 o'clock. It's a wonderful, interactive, fun Jewish-Italian comedy wedding, and it's in honor of Christopher Columbus and his Jewish attorney, actually. So it's an interactive show on Sunday, October 13th at 1 o'clock. And for information on that, you can call 954-791-7555. That's 954-791-7555. And also, the show is going to be presented again in December, Sunday, December at 7 p.m. As a dinner show, Sunday the 8th, Sunday, December 8th at 7 p.m. also at Nick's. And that's going to be for celebrating Hanukkah, Christmas, and also your office party. So if you have an office party you want to plan, but you don't have a big group, but you have, you know, you don't want to rent a whole big place, come and have your Christmas party at Nick's Italian Restaurant on Sunday, December 8th. It's a dinner show. The dinner show is $45 a person for the dinner and show inclusive. And if you come on Sunday, October 13th at the 1 o'clock show, it's a luncheon show, that's $40 inclusive. Another event I want to share with you is the Young at Heart event. And this is really a very exciting, wonderful, tabletop kind of, I don't want to use the, it's certainly an event with lots of, information available for you. There are going to be two of them. The first one will be October 31st, Halloween Day, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the South County, Civic Center in Del Rey. That's on Jog Road, just south of Atlantic. The Young at Heart event, and you could check the Jewish Journal and any forum publishing periodical for details, but that one is Thursday, October 31st, from 9 until 3, and then they're going to have another one on Thursday, November 7th at the Seminole Coconut Creek Casino, Thursday, November 7th. That's another one. So I'd just like to share that with you. And if you would like to share something entertainment that is going on and that you're aware of, or you ran into a really neat show or something coming up, or you're having a fundraiser coming up and you'd like us to announce it, please call in. Our number here at WNN is 1-888-565-1470. 1-888-565-1470. 865-1470. If you would like to, if you live outside the Boca and North Broward area and want to hear us from those areas, you can always get us online by going to wwnnradio.com and clicking on you'll see a little icon that says radio live. And then the other way would be going to Kathy SRO, Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com, and you click on Radio Showtime, and you can hear us anywhere. So we're going to have a word now. Every week we have young Connor Griffin. He's going to be 13 soon, but he's one of those very unique personalities. He's a future paleontologist, but his interests are very varied. He loves to cook. He loves to travel. His family travel a lot, and he's gone to some wonderful places. He reads a lot, and he goes to the movies, and he's a wonderful student, and he's contributing to our show to let us know what the younger people are in. And I think he has a recipe, so I'm going to turn everything over to welcome to Connor Griffin and Connor's Corner.
Hey guys, it's Connor's Corner, and today I am doing that chocolate soap pie. I know you guys have been waiting, so I'll give you guys 1 second to grab pen or paper and second soap. So what you'll need for this delectable chocolate soap pie is one store-bought pie crust. I would recommend deep dish because it makes a lot, and just a regular pie crust isn't enough to contain the sweet, delicious goodness. And you'll need 4 ounces of unsweetened baking chocolate, 1/4 cup of unsalted butter, unsalted, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 3 tablespoons of cornstarch, 3 large eggs, 1/2 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 2 cups of whipping cream, 1 tablespoon of confectioner's sugar, and 1 ounce of semi-sweet chocolate melted. Now, for the crust, you have to preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Prick the surface of the pie shell with a fork and pre-bake for 20 minutes or until the crust is golden. Then it will be best to transfer to a wire rack to cool. After that, you'd melt the chocolate and butter in a double boiler. When that is finished, remove from heat. Then combine the sugar and cornstarch. Add to the chocolate mixture and stir until smooth. Using an electric mixer, beat the eggs on medium until they become light yellow and thick. Stir the eggs into the chocolate mixture and return to medium heat. Cook for 5 minutes, stirring constantly until the mixture thickens and becomes really glossy. After that, you whisk in the vanilla. Then you remove from heat and cool completely. Using an electric mixer, beat 1 cup of cream until stiff. Incorporate the chocolate mixture into the whipped cream, folding gently. Spread the filling evenly over the baked crust. Cover with a plastic wrap and chill for 4 hours. What I do is usually I'd go to bed by then. I'd make it at night, and I think that works the best, to have that couple extra hours of chilling. After that, you use an electric mixer to beat the remaining 1 cup of cream and confectioner's sugar until it is stiff. Top the filling with the whipped cream. And to garnish, my favorite way is to drizzle melted chocolate in lines over the cream. After that, you've got perfection. Then, the remaining pie can stay for up to 3 days. It serves 6 or 8, and it is scrumdiddlyumptious. I'm not even sure that's a word, but in my book it is. And there you go. A delicious chocolate soap pie. Served 6 or 8. And it's amazing. Well, this is Connor's Corner on Radio Showtime. I'll see you next time.
Well, I just hate to know how many calories was in that, what would be in that, and how mess, what the kitchen looks like when it's done, but I'm sure it's going to be great. So Connor, I'd like you to email me that recipe and I will put it on the Radio Showtime, Facebook page. And, if you have a, if you have a, if you prepared it. Take a picture and put that, and we'll put that on there too. Thank you very much, Connor. That was delicious. Okay, well, my first guest today, his name is Larry Roberts, and he's one of those really versatile and extremely talented musicians. He's from Wisconsin. He's going to tell us all about how he got into this business. I think, you know, you don't choose it. It chooses you. And I think he knew at a very early age that what he was meant to do, because he does it extremely well. Please welcome to Radio Showtime, Larry Roberts. Hello?
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Oh, fine, Larry. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure. You're a talented man, and I'm happy to share knowing you with our listeners on Radio Showtime. And by the way, if anybody wants to, if anyone's from Wisconsin and knows Larry, please feel free to call in 1-888-565-1470, 1-888-565-1470. Now, Larry, you are from, let's see if I say this correctly, Waukesha, Wisconsin?
Yes, Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Waukesha.
It's a suburb of Milwaukee.
All right, that's where you were born, correct?
Yes, in Milwaukee, yeah. And then I lived out in Waukesha for several years, and that's where I learned how to play the accordion.
Now, course, you played, you were 8 years old, you said, when
Yeah, taking lessons, yeah.
Were your family taking musical? Lessons. Were your family, mom and...
My family, my mother, my uncles, and in fact, my uncle was gave me my first accordion to learn on.
Mm-hmm. So you're playing at 8 years old and learning and so forth, and then you hook up with your brother, and now what did he play?
Yeah, he was a drummer, okay. And of course, there was no party that we did at our house party or anybody's house party that didn't have live music.
Mm-hmm.
Always had a live band, and sometimes the uncle would bring a saxophone, and we'd have a good old time. So all our parties, we had live music.
And then accordivox, you got into playing the accordivox, which is very unusual, and I understand a difficult instrument, correct?
Well, the accordivox was an accordion, and they back in then they took actually a Lowry organ, electronics out of a Lowry organ, they put it in an accordion.
Oh.
So you had the sounds of the Lowry organ sounds with the accordion. So you had, you're playing the accordion and the organ sounds.
But the accordivox is, if I'm correct, isn't it smaller than the standard looking accordion, correct, or no?
No, they were standard accordions, basically.
Ah,
and
okay.
You got this amplifier, this big umbilical cord that we plugged it in. And, it was not electronics, you know. My accordion now is all self-contained, you know, but those days we had to do what we had to do with electronics, and they had vacuum tubes in them, many vacuum tubes, and you had to change them every once in a while and tune them up every once in a while.
So now, you had a brother, was just you and your brother in your family, or big family?
Right, yeah.
Just the two of you?
Me and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay, so you formed a trio.
Yeah,
eventually.
And later we formed a trio, we had a guitar player, and weddings were big back then with, every wedding had accordions,
mm-hmm.
It was always an accordion, and weddings in those days would start at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and we'd have the midnight buffet they would have, and then we'd go on sometimes to 2, 3 in the morning.
Now, is this while you were in high school that you were doing these jobs?
Yes.
Wow, so that was pretty good to keep up your schoolwork, and here you're playing accordion with your two partners there, and you're going through school that way. Okay, so then go ahead. Don't let me cut you off.
That's all right.
Yeah. So then in the early 70s, you have to explain, how did you get to Nashville and meet up with Charlie Fields? How did that crossover happen from high school and then going to Nashville?
Yeah. Well, he was playing local clubs. Country and Western bars, and I've met up with him, and he moved
in Wisconsin.
Nashville.
You met him in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
ah,
yeah,
okay.
He was Wisconsin. Then I found out he became a record producer in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave him a shout and went down to Nashville. We went and said, what songs are we going to record? So we went through a bunch of demos, and we picked out song I wrote and one song he wrote and a couple other songs, and we set up a studio session with five by musicians.
Explain to our listeners a little bit more about the background of Charlie Fields, for those who don't know.
Yeah, he was nicknamed Curly Fields and the Kentuckians. He played several Western bars in the Wisconsin area, and he basically was very popular. He had a great band. They had four or five piece bands and great harmony, 3-4 part harmony, and they sang all the what is known now today country classic music.
Right. Yeah. We have a demo that you were nice enough to send me, and we'd like to play a couple of pieces cuts on that. But the first one we're going to play, not yours. We're going to play one of the three that Charlie Fields wrote, and it was "Living on Love." Is that all right?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. So Ken, let's have a little sampling of "Living on Love." You know, that sure is the country western sound that we all kind of remember. You know, now country western music has gotten so popular, so like pop music. But great sound.
It was very, very acoustic. Of course, you had the drums, you had the upright bass,
mm-hmm.
and the flat top open string guitar. Nothing was done with bar chords. They're all open string. And then you had the steel player, and basically it was that was the Nashville sound in those days.
And the musicians were quite known at the time. The ones that were on that, if you want to mention who's on there and what they were playing, like you have Johnny Gimble was playing the fiddle and flat top guitar, correct?
Yeah, he won several CMA awards as top studio musician. Several years back, and I believe I looked him up now. He's doing concerts in Texas. He's
wow.
retired with his grandchildren.
Wow. And then, go ahead. And Jerry Smith?
Yeah, he a piano player. He had a hit recording called Truck Stop back in 1969, and he was more making a living as a studio musician at that time, but he did have quite a hit back then.
Okay, Paul Sharon, drums?
Yeah, he was a drummer, and all I remember about Paul, he had the ugliest set. He had a mismatch. He brought him in the studio, and they sure sounded good. He was back there playing the drums really well.
Okay, and Billy Lindman?
Yeah, Lindman.
Upright bass.
He was playing the upright bass,
mm-hmm.
and I believe he's retired too. And they had the big upright bass, and they would mic it, and that's how they get that nice acoustic sound.
Okay, you also had Jeff Newman, steel guitar.
Yeah, he was very innovative. In some of my songs, we have had a string sound where the steel player would push a button and then get a fuzz tone, and the fiddle player would play along with the fuzz tone, and it would make like a big string sound.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you got keyboards that do it, and then other ways to do it synthetically, but back those days, that's the way they would do things, and they were even telling me that when they wanted a honky-tonk piano,
mm-hmm.
Sound, they would sometimes throw a couple set of keys on the strings and get their honky-tonk piano.
Now, Jeff Newman also became a teacher of the steel guitar, and he had his own school.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he had his own school. He was a fine steel player.
Fine musician. And then you have Jimmy Capps, lead guitar.
Yeah. I see him yet on RFD TV
mm-hmm.
on Larry's Country Diner. He's playing a solo. He backs up all the all the guests.
And now, who's doing the vocals on that piece that we heard?
I'm doing the lead vocals.
Okay.
The background singing is, they call them the Sound 70 singers, and they were typical, doing a lot of studio work back then, and they were also worked on the Hee Haw show back then.
All right. Okay. Well, so you recorded on those four numbers with Charlie Fields, and there was one number that you actually wrote lyrics and music, correct?
Right. So Much Love With You, and I released that back then. Of course, we had 45s, two-sided 45s, and we had a side A, side B.
Mm-hmm.
So Much In Love was side B, and side A was Lord, They Don't Have Any Soul, which I thought would get more airplay, but it ended up on the radio, they flipped it over and played side B more.
Okay. Well, let's play.
Very little royalties on it.
Is it? Hey, but you did it. So let's hear a little bit of "So Much in Love" by Larry Roberts' music, and this is your voice we're hearing, and music and lyrics by Larry Roberts. "So Much in Love with You."
You got me so much in love. In the sunshine, with love shining through, you got me, oh, so much in love with you. You got me so much with you on my mind. You got me feeling, oh, so fine.
All right, great sound, and just a wonderful, wonderful sound, and just, you know, the country music that we kind of always remember being real country music, that was just wonderful. So you stayed in Nashville a while, did your recordings, and you traveled around a little bit, and then you decided to move to Florida.
Florida, yeah.
Now, even though you're wonderful, I could see why that's your first love, but you are very talented, and I know because I've booked you many times. You can do an Italian show, French music. Oktoberfest is one of your busiest seasons because you've really mastered that. And you've even done a 50s show, and you even did a speakeasy show for me with 1920s music for me.
Yeah, that was interesting.
So you have that versatile flair, but country is your favorite, correct?
Yeah, I love the classics, the country classics. And I hope to, introduce some of the songs in my shows.
Yeah. So your vocals, keyboard, accordion, piano, correct? And how about your brother? Do your brothers, did they stay with music, or did he take up?
He retired from the music business. Yeah.
But you're in it for life.
Yeah, I'm till the end.
Yeah. Well, you're wonderful. I know every time I've booked you somewhere, they want you back again. And I know you have played a lot in Hollywood Bandshell, Johnson Street, and a lot of the clubs around town. And you're just a wonderful musician, and you love what you do, and you do it really well.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you, Larry Roberts. And if you want more information on Larry, just call Standing Room Only, 954-791-7555, 954-791-7555. Larry, thank you for that wonderful music, and thank you for being a wonderful and talented man.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, how about that? All right, we're going to have a little break, and then we're going to meet Doug LaRue.
Three words define excellence in entertainment. Standing room only. Those same three words are your ticket to the finest and widest variety of entertainers for your next party or event. Founded and led by the amazing Kathy Rollins, Standing Room Only Productions is a licensed, bonded, and insured full-service entertainment company operating in South Florida since 1982. SRO's lineup of performers is unmatched and ranges from a DJ to an entire orchestra, from an MC to a full ensemble production, and includes specialties such as ventriloquists, magicians, belly dancers. If it's been on stage, SRO has it. They can even produce and direct your show using your group as the talent. Nothing tops a standing room only show. Call Kathy now at 954-791-7555. That's 954-791-7555. Or visit the website at KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Standing Room Only Productions.
Okay, we are back with the Radio Showtime. This is Kathy Rollins. And my next guest is one of those multi-talented, amazing people. He's a writer, producer, a director. He's co-founder, CEO, and president of WKLG in Key West. I know him as a humanitarian, philanthropist, and industrialist, and an excellent photographer. Welcome to Radio Showtime, Doug LaRue.
Well, good evening, Kathy. I'm glad your cold's getting better.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, quite a few people have been coming down with that recently. I'm lucky I haven't gotten it, but I hardly ever go anywhere anymore.
Well, you know, it's those change, when the seasons change kind of thing. I think that's when it kind of happens, you know? I don't know. With me, that's when it happens to me. It's like every 5 years I get some kind of a cold. But then
I
have to
really
watch.
What happens is now that we're such a international attraction here in South Florida, we've got people coming up in the summer from South America, for instance, when it's their winter, and they're sick, and then we get back into our winter over here, and the people are coming down from up north because they want to get out of the cold, so we get sick again.
Yeah.
And then the biggest thing is this time of year, you've got all the kids that have just gotten back to school, and they're getting each other sick.
Right, they're bringing everything. And also, I think, you know, it's so hot here in the summer that we have the air conditioning on high and we got to, or low, and we're in our cars, we put the air on, and then suddenly when the outside is getting cooler, we forget and we're keeping ourselves in too cold of an enclosed environment, and I think that little crossover, we're not kind of going with the weather, you know what I mean?
Well, you're definitely sounding better than last week.
Oh.
It's so nice to hear that beautiful voice back almost at its peak.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Well, you have a wonderful voice, too. Now, listen,
I want
you to tell everyone about you, because I know you for about 10 years, but of course, you know, I know you as so many things, connected with your radio station and everything you've done for the Key West area, Homestead, and South Miami. So give us a little update to my listeners about you and some of the fine works you've been doing.
Okay, well, first of all, you mentioned before in the promos that it's a Key West-based business. That's only from a corporate standpoint. My corporate offices are in Key West. The radio station actually operates out of Key Largo, Florida, and I operate the radio station, a production company out of Homestead, Florida, and I'm able to do this with high-speed DSL connections and computers and phones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we currently do. And WKLG is kind of a hybrid and diverse company. We've got the FM radio station that goes by Star 102 in the mix. It's 100,000 watt FM. It covers the Middle Keys and about probably half of Miami-Dade County.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a serious facility. Aside from that, we own our own towers, so we provide tower rentals to cell phones, other TV and radio stations. And we're also an engineering firm, so we design and build radio stations, television stations, and live theaters when we're lucky enough to get the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a production unit, which I spend an awful lot of time involved with. And we do television commercials, we do instructional films, and we do documentary films.
That is amazing.
Last couple of years, moving into a lot of web content.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's become very mainstream.
Right, right. Now, you also do your own radio program as well, am I correct?
We don't do any live programming. We're fully automated down.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. My son is actually the program director. He's 24 years old. His name's Blaine Vernichek. He's also a photographer. Mm-hmm. And he's mainly now running the photography end of the business. But we run popular music. Think of anything you've seen on, like, America's Got Talent or American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
We run that kind of program. Our target audience is predominantly females, and they're, let's say, between, like, you know, 25 and 54.
And that's on the Star 102.
Yeah, Star 102.1 FM, correct.
Gotcha. Okay, now, how about your film career, your involvement in filmmaking?
Yeah, I don't do that many features. The last one I had an involvement with was as a re-edit, and that was a film by writer-director Greg Carrito, and mm-hmm. it was titled Bikini Key. It was originally shot in the late 1980s on location in Key Largo, Florida,
mm-hmm.
and it never got distributed. In fact, it's still not in distribution, but 2 years ago, he let me take a crack at re-editing it. He wasn't satisfied with that, so got with my assistant, Anton Church, who's now directing projects for me 2 years later, and we went and completely pulled the thing apart, put it back together, and I think it likely will get into distribution within the next 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were telling me the other day about the screen, there was an event coming up, or they're working on in Miami area, a screen and film event coming up?
That's the 305 Stage and Screen Festival. That is going to be in November.
Okay.
And the showcase, if the general public wants to come, it's going to be on November 24th.
Okay.
I've got some information here. I'm trying to see if I have the address. It's going to be at the Blockbuster Dish Network store at 2601 Southwest 147th Street in Miami.
Okay, and what is that going to run for, the one date or for the week? Or
the showcase is one day. Here's what's interesting about the film festival, and really, Anton's the one you should talk to, and I'll try to get him scheduled as a mm-hmm. guest on your show.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to do is bring people in, and it's a stage and screen festival. So it's going to be one of these things where you come in, you go to an orientation, they're going to assign you a category of which genre you need.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be drama, horror, comedy, etc.
Right.
This type of thing. And if you're a filmmaker, you've got 305 hours to go make a film. If you're a stage producer, playwright, you've got 305 hours to get a whole stage play together, which I think is going to be a great deal of fun.
Mm-hmm. But you have to sign up for this beforehand. You don't just go there that day, correct?
No. They're taking admissions right now.
Okay. So where would people go or call if they want more information on that, or go online?
It's very easy. They would go to 305stageandscreenfestival.com.
305stageandscreenfestival.com.
Yes. And,
great. So then whatever project they work on, then will be presented on the 24th of November at that festival at the Blockbusters that you mentioned, at 2601 147th Street.
That's exactly right. We're literally moving things out of the way, and we're bringing in a screen and a stage, and everything's going to be done right there, and it's going to be stage screen, stage screen, stage screen until we show everything.
Is this the first time they're doing something like that, or has this been done before? I know it's been done in other parts of the state, but is this the first time?
Very well may have been, but the organization that I'm a founder of, What If Works Productions,
mm-hmm.
is we do things nationally, regionally, and even internationally. So we've got a little bit of different approach than you might have conventional thinking of how things go on. Because most of the stuff that happens here in South Florida, people are acting as presenting organizations. They're bringing prepackaged shows in, and you know all about that.
Right.
But you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, and it's great, and I enjoy it. But to originate something, there's not a lot of stuff that gets originated here.
That's true. That's true. The talent is here, but they don't have the platform. And here, this certainly gives them the platform. So what is your part in this? Are you overseeing it? Are you setting it up?
I'm a founding member of What If Works, which mm-hmm. is a not-for-profit organization. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that are sponsoring it. I'm involved with it. I will be helping to promote it. I will be providing lighting equipment for the stage version, because we've got an extensive lighting department mm-hmm. with my company.
Mm-hmm.
And then Anything that goes wrong technically, I'm going to be on call with a tool bag. That's the way it works.
Well, you're also very much connected with the activity in Homestead itself. You know, a lot of people don't get down to Homestead, but there's so much going on down there that people should go. You have the museum.
We need to get some activity going on Homestead, going down on Homestead. Our only really consistent annual live entertainment event is the Homestead Rodeo.
And the museum, the Gold Coast Museum, a lot of people don't know about that.
No, I'm a member of the Gold Coast Railroad Museum. That's not in Homestead. It's north of us, but you and I have both been there together.
Right.
And that's definitely well worth seeing. They've got some crown jewel rolling stock train cars and trains over there, including the Ferdinand Magellan, which was the presidential train that, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Harry Truman, and
Right.
Dwight D. Eisenhower used during the presidency.
Really, that's something people, you know, they don't know, not everyone knows about it, but it's certainly worth a trip down there and to see the museum. It is amazing.
And I worked very closely with them. In fact, I produced and directed the documentary about the Ferdinand Magellan, the presidential train.
And they're so beautifully maintained, and it's just a wonderful thing to see. I think for children, for people of all ages, should really get down there and see that. And then right next door, you have the zoo.
Yes, it's right next door to Zoo Miami, so nobody's got an excuse not to be able to find the Gold Coast Railroad Museum, because if you go to the zoo, you got to drive past the Railroad Museum.
Exactly. So you being such a, you know, multi-talented, I don't know how you do it all. What's, like, I'm sure there's something out there that you haven't done that is sort of like in the horizon. What are you looking to kind of get involved with that you haven't had the time to do?
Won the lottery.
Oh, we had a guy on who won 8 times, Richard Lustig. He's written the book on winning that, and he has some pointers about that. But yeah, that would always be a fun thing to do. So your son sounds like he's following in your footsteps a bit.
Yes, he is. That's pretty good. I've got 3 other adult children, and they don't seem to be interested, but he's here, and he's here with me every day working away. And the other fellow who's with me is Anton Church, who's the executive director of this 305 Stage and Screen Festival, and mm-hmm. he works with us full-time here at the radio station and production company.
So what does Doug LaRue do when he wants some off time? Like you say, this is my day, I'm going to go fishing, I'm going to go see a movie. What do you do for what's your pleasure time?
Sleep.
Come on. Well, you don't sound very tired. You have that wonderful radio voice there. I mean, if you're tired now, you don't sound it. But no,
well,
really, what is
you
your?
I was going to be on the radio with you tonight. I wanted to make sure I was on my game alert and everything else.
You sound great. You say so. What are you a sportsman, or what do you like to do when you're?
I've had my health is seriously deteriorated. I used to be into hiking and ballroom dancing and kayaking and.
Really?
A whole bunch of stuff, and I can't do any of that anymore. I was in a pretty bad car accident about 4 years ago, and it's been a major setback for me.
Oh, wow. Well, it hasn't affected your voice and your personality and your ability to wheel and deal and manage and keep things going there in
Kathy, you're an actress. I'm an actor. A lot of this is projection.
So where'd you get that from? Your mom, your dad, were they media people?
Growing up, and she plays classical piano. My father was a communications guy. He always had an interest in the radio business, and that's how we ended up doing this.
Where were you born?
I'm from Key West, Florida, originally. I'm a
really?
Key West.
I didn't know that. So you're born and raised in Key West. Wow.
Yeah, but I grew up in and around the communications and entertainment industry down here. We had fabulous opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had so many people from like LA and New York that had homes there, so I got to meet some fascinating people. And I went to an elementary school that had, you know, music and performing arts was part of the criteria. It was kind of a magnet school for that. That was the Grace Lutheran School
mm-hmm.
down there. And, well, I sang with a choir. We did independent films back in the Super 8 days. And we took music theory. For one period every day, so I learned about music. I could still read and write it. I don't play any instruments, but I got that background. And then, you know, went to another school. They didn't offer those programs. Mm-hmm. And then I was in the process of trying to get their auditorium started as a 13-year-old, and I was doing pretty good with it.
Amazing.
We actually did do some shows.
So, were you an only child? I didn't hear if you have.
No, I have a younger sister.
Younger sister, okay. Is she like you, a dynamic kind of person into everything?
Nah, she's straight business. But you know what? Her her daughter, who just turned 16, is now teaching dance.
in your area?
Yes.
Great.
And my son, who's here with me, he's 24 years old. He's got a degree in dance from Santa Fe.
He taught
dance regionally up and down the East Coast, and he's performed in shows overseas and everything else.
Hmm. So what else is going on down in your area? We know about the museum, the zoo. We got the festival coming up, the film festival coming up November 24th. Any other spots that you, like this, oh, I know Vizcaya, or anything else that people just don't seem to, where I am, know about off the top of their head that you'd like to kind of push out forward?
Well, I think what I'm doing, I'm working on drafting something I can update you on a future program with, and that's going to be on some very interesting entertainment venues that have things, and some of them don't have things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's several places that people just don't know about. There are two very professional performing arts venues in the Upper Keys. There's the Carl Shores High School, which is hundreds and hundreds of seats, fully equipped professional theater.
Yes. And some of the
Beth Murray Nilsson building, that's in Key Largo. It's 225-foot, very nice stage theater.
Mm-hmm.
With dressing rooms and everything else.
It's available for productions, or is there
a production? Yes, it is.
Wow.
And there was
people don't know about
that.
Was
trying to tell us they were going to have exclusive control over it, and you know what? They weren't too nice to my kids when I sent them down there. And I got a lot of kids, and they're not biological kids. They're actors and dancers and producers and directors. Yeah, we found out all you got to do if you want the space, just go through the county manager's office down there. But I'll give you a more thorough update on these things.
Okay, because we're sort of talking about having you be a weekly contributor and bringing more to light through our show anyway, some of the things that people just don't know about that's going on in Homestead Key West.
I'll be happy to be a weekly contributor.
You are, or you're drained.
I will prepare a better report for you on the available venues.
Listen, tell us also about Key Largo. Isn't the boat from the film, from the Bogart and Katharine Hepburn film, the owner of the, you know what I'm talking about? The boat that was from the film Key Largo.
Talking about the African Queen.
The African Queen.
With Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn.
Now that is down there.
Key Largo.
It's permanently where? Because I know the
it's a Holiday Inn in Key Largo. That's at about mile marker 100.
Right.
And it is just undergoing a complete restoration. But when it was first purchased and brought down there, I actually got to go on a ride on it.
Well, you know, last January, February, and March, the Chamber of Commerce down there had a huge event, and I actually provided the Bogie and Katharine Hepburn look-alike. You have to send you the picture, and they were actually on the vessel, and it was really quite an event. They said there were hundreds of people.
Yeah, that would have been the Bogart Film Festival that they had.
Well, they did it 3 months in a row, like one Saturday in January, they repeated it in February, and then again in March. And I understand, Humphrey Bogart's son, who lives part of the
time. Bogart, he sent me
Stephen?
A picture of you together last week.
Right.
He was there present, and he's endorsed the thing, and he controls the rights for the Bogart estate.
Yes, he's a very nice man, and he's written several books and produced a lot of films, and he loves to preserve the legacy of his dad, and just a wonderful, wonderful, nice man that lives actually down in Florida part of the year, Stephen Bogart. Well, listen, this is great. Is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you wanted to bring up about?
About things going on at Homestead. We're kind of at the quiet time of year down here. We're still an agricultural community, so a lot of things are shut down. People are planting their crops.
and the Homestead Women's Club, they're very active too down there. They're having an event coming up November 9th. Saturday, November 9th, we'll be coming down there to the Homestead Women's Club to put on a little murder mystery for them.
That's going to be the only show in town this fall, I think. because later on they get the Homestead Center for the Arts has the community concert series.
Mm-hmm.
And they typically will bring down four music concerts, and they're done at the Southgate High School in the Redland.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they vary. They'll be normally, they'll be like a, you know, traditional Latin. There'll be a big band. There'll be classical, and then they'll do a jazz concert.
You know, a lot of people go down to Key West, but they don't realize Homestead is just like half the distance. And because sometimes people have that mental perception that Homestead, oh, that's so far down, but it really isn't. It's just, you know, not far at all from Palm Beach or Broward County. So you'll have to bring that to light for us and every week, and you're going to be part of Radio Showtime.
Well, we're hoping so. When I give you an update on theater venues and potential theater venues next week, we'll have some more information. We've got some things that are kind of in development down here right now that I can't comment on because I, quite honestly, Kathy, I don't have enough information on it. But we have two potentially very good performance venues down here that might get some life in them relatively soon.
Excellent. By the way, did you get to see Blue Jasmine?
No.
It's good. I thought you would. You have to see it. It's really good. I got to see it last week. And I did get to see a film, by the way, at Havana Fama Little Theater Company in Miami, Southwest 7th Street near the Tamiami Trail. And they put on some really neat little productions there, too. Have you become familiar?
I know where that is. I've never been to anything over there.
Is that,
it's kind of interesting because
it's a little
there's quite a few things that go on that are that are very interesting.
They do a lot of original plays in English and in Spanish. They kind of blend it, but it's a neat little theater. I mean, just very small, but they've got a lot of talent there. And I was able to catch one of their shows. One of the actresses that I know was in a show there last weekend. And her name is Brooklyn Murphy. How about that for a first name? Her name is Brooklyn is her first name. Brooklyn Murphy was in a show. It was a spoof on, actually, on a Woody Allen, Bullets on Broadway. It was a spoof on that original play, but it's really very nice. But a neat little place, and they, like I said, they alternate shows every week in English and Spanish. And it was on Southwest 7th Street. You just go west, just a little bit west of 441 and south on 10th Street. But anyway,
there's a lot of stuff going on.
So
if you're willing to drive a few miles.
Right, a lot of talent.
That's what we do. Our station's main platform down here with Star FM is to promote art and culture and history.
Well, that's what we got to do.
And that's why we work with the little local museums and we work with trying to promote performing arts. And it's really been our platform. That's a lot different than barroom broadcasting like some of the others.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Doug, thank you very much for enlightening us on so many things down there, and welcome to Radio Showtime. I look forward to working with you every week and hearing more about what's going on in your area, and all the best to you.
Okay. Get in touch. I'll have some updates for you next week and the week after and the week after that, Kathy.
I'm looking forward to it. You're a great guy. You're a great guy. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Doug LaRue, how about that? All right, well, we're coming into closing pretty much, but I did want to mention Rob Askenaz. He's our actor in New York, and he may be calling, but if he can't, I have so much to tell you about him. Rob did live down here in Florida, and about 6 months ago, he made the commitment, and he moved up to New York area, and he decided with his family support, his family and his friends, and he has two children as well, and they moved up to the city, and he got a kind of a flexible day job, but then he started, you know, pounding the pavement and going to auditions and this and that. Well, in the last month, he's going to appear on Blacklist. This is a new a TV show starring James Spader. He's going to be on Blacklist. He's also gotten a part on The Following with Kevin Bacon. That's a new, the season opening is coming soon. He's going to be on that. And he's also going to be on, the reason he's not calling now is because he's working on Person of Interest, which is another TV show. So congratulations, Rob Askenaz. I'm so proud of you, and it's certainly paid off, and you're quite a guy, and there's a lot of information on him on Facebook, so feel free to look up. He loves to let people know all about him. So it's Rob, R-O-B, Askenaz, A-S-H-K-E-N-A-S, and he's just so happy and working hard and has got his family together, and he's living the dream. So congratulations, and we'll be seeing his name on the credits of those shows and more. I do want to mention next week, my guests are going to be David Orson. David Orson is a wonderful, wonderful baritone, another multi-talented person, not only a wonderful performer, but he works for CBS and, in Miami, and he's a two-time Emmy winner, one for producing and one for editing. He's going to be on our show next week. We'll have some, clips of his music. He's just, wonderful, talented, nice guy. So he's going to be on, and we're going to have, Frank Carmelitano. Frank Carmelitano is a good, classical guitarist, American parents, but raised in Madrid, Spain, and, that's where he studied guitar, and, he's, written a lot of music and recorded a lot of music, both classical and jazz. And, Frank Carmelitano will be on next week. And my special guest next week, all the way from Las Vegas. If anyone out there ever remembers Monty Rock III. Monty Rock is a personality that's been on television a lot over the years. He's, for the last 15 years, he's been living in Vegas. He used to live in South Florida. Originally became famous in New York City as a hairdresser, and he's been on like Johnny Carson 85 times. He is mostly known for being the DJ on Saturday Night Fever discotheques. That's Monty Rock. He's a delightful, charming, funny guy. Talks a lot. Very funny. I'll have you laughing, but he's going to be on next week. So be sure to listen to Radio Showtime next week. I do want to remember to remind you about the shows coming up. The Young at Heart event is going to be on Thursday, October 31st at the South County Civic Center in Delray Beach. It's on Jog Road, just south of Atlantic Avenue. And it's an expo that's conducted by the Forum Publishing Company, and it's just one of those events with seminars and information, and they have free breakfast and free lunch and travel information and just stuff on just about everything. So if you can mark your calendar for Thursday, October 31st, it is Halloween day, but it's from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Over at the South County Civic Center in Delray. Just make a point to get over there and see all the wonderful things that they have going on. It's one of those days where you gain a lot of information. And then again, we have our Carlucci Cohen Comedy Wedding. We have two performances over at Nick's Italian Restaurant. Nick's Italian Restaurant is one of those great places. It's on A1A, north of Oakland Park Boulevard and south of Commercial Boulevard at the corner of 35th Street. It's 3496 South Ocean Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Nick's Italian Restaurant on Sunday, October 13th at 1 o'clock, the Carlucci Cohen Comedy Wedding. It's an interactive show. You can buy one ticket. You can buy 10 tickets, 20 tickets. And it's going to be in their main dining room upstairs. It's a lunch and show, a complete meal, and it's $40 per person for the lunch and the show, tax and tip included. And it's an interactive wedding ceremony and a reception, just like a real wedding, only a lot more fun. And then we're going to have that show again in December, on Sunday, December 8th, a dinner show at 7 p.m., same place at Nick's Italian Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, and that's going to be around the time when people are finishing up with their Hanukkah celebrations, getting ready for Christmas celebrations, and office party time. So if you have a little office party group and you want to know where to have it, come to Nick's on Sunday, December 8th, and have your party there. The tickets are only $45 for the dinner show. Everything's included. You have a cash bar available, and if you've never been to Nick's, the food is great, and that's where also people like Miguel Reyna, who we've had on the show, performs there certain times, and Richard Williams, and they have wonderful entertainment during the week, so be listening for that. So I want to thank Larry Roberts for being on our show today. We really enjoyed your music. I want to thank Doug LaRue. Thank you so much for calling and being part of our show, and being part of our show for the future. And Connor, thank you. And I'm Rob. Continued success in New York. And have a wonderful week, everyone. And we'll see you next week. Kathy Rollins for Radio Showtime. And now Louis Prima will tango us out of here. Kiss me goodnight, but do red do that do the bat bone a body boat, but do the bat do the boat, bone seda, Sandy Dino, bone seda.
It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper Buonasera, with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the modern San Gennaro, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight, and by the little jewelry shop we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
And if nothing fine left, we tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, Senorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, Senorina, kiss me goodnight. But bullet do that to the bat, bona body boat, but do the battle boat, bonasera.
You've been listening to Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent Kathy Rollins. To find out more about Kathy and Standing Room Only Productions, go to KathySRO.com or call 954-791-7555. That's KathySRO.com. The curtain will rise again next Tuesday evening at 7.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Three words define excellence in entertainment. Standing room only. Those same three words are your ticket to the finest and widest variety of entertainers for your next party or event. Founded and led by the amazing Kathy Rollins, Standing Room Only Productions is a licensed, bonded, and insured full-service entertainment company operating in South Florida since 1982. SRO's lineup of performers is unmatched and ranges from a DJ to an entire orchestra, from an MC to a full ensemble production, and includes specialties such as ventriloquists, magicians, belly dancers. If it's been on stage, SRO has it. They can even produce and direct your show using your group as the talent. Nothing tops a standing room only show. Call Kathy now at 954-791-7555. That's 954-791-7555. Or visit the website at KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Standing Room Only Productions.